It is April 23rd, 2024. It's 8:10 a.m. So this morning I was doing a little bit of research. Yeah, I do wake up early in the morning. I wake up around 5:30 because Marco wants his breakfast and for a walk, so that's why I wake up so early. That's why I think a lot in the morning. I was doing some quick research or quick search, more than quick search, regarding personal logs, vlogging on video, right? Personal logs in video formats and like video, not audio, like what I'm doing right now is audio based, is more common than video, like personal logs on video. Personal logs is actually, it's like there's no defined line between personal logs and vlogging, right? Because personal log is, it's closer to blogs than vlogs, right? If you want to do video-based blogging, it becomes a vlog. But if you want to do audio-based blogging, it becomes a personal journal. If you go look at the world of podcasting, the category that they give you is social cultural with a subcategory of personal journal. So they defined it that way, and I agree with that definition. It actually makes a lot of sense, because I do everything in the podcasting world, and I distribute it through a distributor. The distributor from to iHeart, to Spotify, to Apple, to Google, you name it, everything goes out. I also have it connected to my YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel currently... Get my phone out of the way here. Sorry. Marco just jumped up on his chair. My phone was on his chair. So, like I was saying, on my YouTube channel, it's set up for the podcast. So apparently, if I understand it correctly, if you put everything in a YouTube, it shows up automatically on Google Podcasts. And the Google Podcast app is actually gone, so it goes to Google Music. That's where I am right now, too. So it gets so complicated. Google keeps changing their thing, so every few years we have to adapt. It is what it is. I was saying that it is on YouTube. I was considering actually putting the video version, if I record a video based personal journal, right, like an audio log, it will be distributed my normal way through the podcast distribution, and there's going to be a playlist dedicated just for the video version of that podcast. It's not going to be consistent. Like, the video portion is not going to be consistent, because sometimes I want to do a video, sometimes I would just want to do straight audio. So it's just one of those things. So I decided to make it easier for me is to create a video log playlist. That video log is going to be more for an event or for a trip, for example. I'm still going to have my regular audio log, right? My day-to-day audio log. But the video portion of it, the video log portion, is going to be highlighted. It's going to be highlights of the trip, for example. Let's say I go to Quebec City. I'm still going to be logging every day like I normally do in the audio world. But I'll be recording videos like almost like a travel vlog or like a vlog, but more sort of like a high level look of what I've been doing. So that's what I'm playing right now. That's what I'm planning to do. So that's going to be strictly on YouTube. It's not going to go to the podcasting world, but the day to day stuff during that whole trip will be still an audio log, but it's going to be going into the typical podcasting distribution. So So in other words, I'm just creating an extra content for very specific adventures. I think that's the best way to describe it. I think that's the best way to go with this, because it's a lot. It's gonna be easier for me to like. To be honest with you guys, I do like recording videos, but I do not like editing videos. Right? I did it for like 5, 6 years, editing videos. So I like it, but it's not my favorite. So I prefer shooting it rather than editing it. So that's why I'm kind of like hesitant going to the video world of this. Like right now, my biggest downloads or biggest views are my biggest downloads right now is actually on YouTube. My biggest stats are actually in YouTube rather than my normal distribution for podcasts. So there is a market there, but at the same time, I like this format because it gives the listener the opportunity to listen through YouTube or through the normal distribution. So that's why I kind of like this format. That's why it's audio log. So, but the video portion of it, I just want to give it a little bit more more engagement to the to people who's listening, because it would be nice for them to see exactly what's happening. And yeah, speaking of engagement, I think I mentioned several times too that I want to link my Instagram to this log. And it's nice to do that. But I was thinking about that more and more. I'm kind of hesitant going that route, because on Instagram, when you post something, and then you provide comments, it'll be in that post only. But if I do an engagement on YouTube, it's going to be more like a blog style. So I do have access to my community page there. So I'll definitely start putting stuff in there. To get a little bit more engagement and all that good stuff. So if you are listening to this to the regular podcast, you can definitely go to the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is actually the description is actually in the the link is in the description. That will bring you straight to the YouTube page. There you'll actually see the podcast in video format, but it's just a logo, right? But I'm going to start engaging people on the comment side. So I'm probably start posting something simple like my podcasting equipment type deal, or pictures that I took going into somewhere, for example. Again, just gives a little bit of variety there. Plus, I want to start taking photos of the places that I actually do my recording, because right now I'm in my office and my messy desk, and I am proud of my messy desk. So those kind of things I do want to start posting there, and just to get a little bit of hi, how are you? Let's chat, right? So mind that noise, Roomba's actually vacuuming. So, and Marco Ball sleeping beside me, so I'm not sure if you can actually hear him snore, but yeah. I'm gonna turn on the computers and start working. It is 11:06 a.m. and the weather today is kind of weird. It is supposed to be high of 17, but currently 14, but windy. Compared to yesterday, it's actually a lot more bearable. I'm at the office right now, and I have a recording, a podcast recording, a remote one, at noon. And after that, I'm going to head out and grab something to eat. And I realized that it is pretty cool right now. It's not as hot compared to yesterday so far. It's very, very nice in here. They did turn off the heater today. They are turning off the heater today. They're going to switch over to the air condition. Not today, but today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, it's Tuesday, so they'll be turning it on the 25th, so that's 2 days. And it takes a while for it to circulate properly. But I can't wait for that one, because it's hot in here. But today was actually a lot better than yesterday. It's actually a lot more bearable. I'm not as sweaty. This is the part I don't like about spring, because we are at the tail end of spring, the beginning of summer. So in Southern Ontario, where I live, in Toronto, it is considered the most confusing season ever. Fall is easy to understand. That's super easy to change your your body to adapt. But in spring in this area of Canada, it is unbearable because 2 weeks ago we had snow, right? And a week ago it just rained nonstop. Now is back to we have. Feels like it's winter in the morning and it's summer at night, but back in by the time evening hits, it's raining. So it's just all over the place. But anywho, I did mention that I'll just tell you the problem I have and trying the solution I'm trying to sort out. The biggest issue I have right now, one of the biggest issues I have right now regarding podcasting is the portability. That's always been a very stickler for me. My current setup is the PortoCapture X8 and the Shure MKE600. I totally forgot about this mic. With a custom mount. And a Ryko windjammer. This setup works perfectly. I had no issues with this setup. The setup is actually pretty small. It's very compact and lightweight. The problem I have is if I travel with this, would this be any issues traveling with this? I don't think so. Because everyone travels with this kind of equipment with no problems. The concern I have is if I end up going away for work. I am very limited to what I can carry because I have to carry my laptop, my equipment I use for work and all that good stuff. So it can get very cumbersome. To solve that issue, I'm planning to bring my GoPro with me. I think that's already been a standing idea that I have that I'll be bringing my GoPro with me because the GoPro can do two things. One can record my audio for any logs. Second, if I decide to do any videos, at least I can record the videos there. Right, so that's not a problem. The issue I have is the external recording device is the issue. Currently I am using one of my transmitter from my Rode Wireless Go 2 microphone because I have a pair and I have a dual setup. I changed one of them into the button record thing so I can record, but I don't need to connect to a transmitter. So that works perfectly. If I need another transmitter, I can just use that. That works exactly the way it's supposed to work. So I have no problems with that. That actually works really well. I did test it, and it works so well that I'm very happy with that. The only problem is I noticed a couple of things. One, the unit was not designed to do that. So there's limitations. Second is when I extracted from the recorder, it's 24-bit, but I have to go through the app, Rode Central app, to convert it to 32-bit. So that's fine. That's not a problem. But it would be nice to actually it's fine. No issues there. I just think about that. There's no issues with it. It is a workflow. That's fine. That's understandable. So now the biggest problem I have is I want full 32-bit leaving the recorder. In other words, I'm looking for a recorder, a standalone recorder that I can use it with any of my cameras, my Z30 and my GoPro and my phone. Again, just another layer of recording. Because don't get me wrong, my PortoCapture and my Sennheiser shotgun mic works perfectly. I love the setup is exactly what I'm looking for. But it's just that occasion of like, hey, I'm going away. I need something lightweight. I can just bring my GoPro and that recorder. Right, so that's what I have. That's what I'm looking for. So my stopgap solution is using my Rode, but I did pre-order the new InstaMic Pro C. It's in pre-order now. So if you guys haven't heard of InstaMic, they're actually very high-end portable recorder for wedding and for cinematic. Those mics got used in Game of Thrones and and James Bond and other films. So they work very, very well. They're 32-bit. They hold about 4.5 hours worth of battery life. It can record 20 hours worth of recording in an internal 16 gig storage. So it's literally the same spec as the GoPro, as the Rode Wireless Go 2 transmitter. But this one is a lot smaller and it's a dedicated recorder. It doesn't need to pair with anything. It just works very well. You just plug into your phone and it's used as a storage device and you're good to go. That's why I like that one. So that's coming, hopefully soon, because for the past few days, I actually was walking around with my GoPro again to find out how, is it easier for me to carry that plus the microphone itself? It works perfectly. It's like it works exactly as as designed, but it's just the microphone itself, the recorder itself is not designed for as a recorder. It's a backup recording for the main use of it as a wireless microphone. Works perfectly, no issues, and I'm very happy how it works. But I need something that I can use my phone, or I can use it as a standalone. I can use it with my GoPro. I can use it my Z30, or use it as a something else. I need something that gives me a little bit more variety of use. So I got that one. That's going to be coming with me. That's going to be literally with me the whole time. So that's going to be my portable recording, because currently my portable recording is like something light to carry. Was my Tascam DR05X. But I've noticed that I never noticed this until when I was staying downtown, that this actually has interference issue with RF interference issue downtown. So I can't use this. It took me a while to figure out what part of my parents' house could actually use the recorder without any interference. So I can't use that, because if I go to the airport or go anywhere with RF interference, this is gone. I can't use it. The port capture and the MKE 600, I've used it in downtown. I've used it, especially the microphone. I used it everywhere and I had no issues with RF interference. So this one, it's solid. So primary use is gonna be this one. The InstaMic will be used for any other things that I can be capturing videos or my backup for the port capture. That's what's gonna be my setup going forward. I love my port capture and my Sennheiser setup right now. I do owe you guys a review of the port capture, because there's a lot of things that I like and don't like about this recorder, but what I like about it, it actually mitigates the what I don't like about it. But the one I don't like about it is a very big thing that you guys need to know, because I've been scouring the internet and looking at YouTube, looking at just do general search. There's no one really addressing the issues of the elephant in the room. It's the Mix Minus and the podcasting app and how USB gets used on this recorder. And it needs to be sorted out. It needs to be addressed, because it's a very big deal. It's an incredibly big deal, especially if you're using this to replace your key equipment while traveling, right? But it needs to be addressed. It is 12:29 p.m. and I was supposed to do a recording today for one of the podcasts, but my co-host just called me and he called me earlier this morning saying that he's not feeling well, but we'll stand by and play by ear around noon. So I called him around noon and he said that he's not feeling well. He actually sounds pretty bad. So I told him that let's postpone until you're ready to go. Right after that, one of my friends messaged me saying that he just got let go from his job. He is a brilliant network engineer. He does a lot of big enterprise deployment, data store, big server farms and all that stuff. That's what he does. He designs and deploys that kind of systems. We used to work together for another company. We used to work for a big construction company. We were based in Toronto. And the company, the business unit was in Canada, but our parent company is based in France. He told me that he got let go because Okay, in other words, this company has been letting go a lot of people for the past 12 months. I think they let go about 100, 150 people in big chunks. And he's my second friend of mine got let go in that company. My first, one of my good friends, he was let go the beginning to mid of last year. After he's finished his last deployment, they just told him that you're done, you're leaving. And that was it. It was pretty bad. My other friend that just got let go today, it was the same thing. They brought him in. They made sure none of the directors that hired him, that worked he worked with, was at the office, brought him in, literally told him that you're done. We're giving you a severance package. Sign this. You have 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes to remove all your stuff from the computer, and that's it. And he even told me that he was trying to get his stuff out, but he couldn't log into the network or even to the Wi-Fi. So he had to hotspot it in his phone to so he can forward all his information to himself through Gmail. And how petty is that? Really, really petty. And it's so bad because when I was working there, I actually quit that job. I was a team lead. I report to the director of operations in the business unit that I work for. And I was overworked. I was exhausted. They called me in the middle of my vacation for me to come in. I'm so pissed. And after that incident, I literally told the wife, "Okay, I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm gonna leave until the end of the year. I'm gonna leave until the end of the year. Then I leave." Let's just say I made a decision to leave in July. I was supposed to leave in January of 2023. Let's just say I left in September. I couldn't stay anymore because they the amount of crap that I have to deal with. They keep hiring people that I told them do not hire because it's just going to double my work. But they keep hiring people and told them that, guys, stop hiring people without me approving it, because at the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to be, I'll be the one who's be fixing all the mistakes that they do. And they didn't listen to me. They keep hiring people. I keep telling guys, this person's not going to be a good fit. They hire this person. It took them almost a year to find a replacement for me. 3 years. And it's kind of funny though, the person who replaced me, I know him very well. I know the guy. He talked, but after he got hired, 2 weeks later, we bumped into a golf golf tournament. He asked me, "It's like, hey, what do I need to know? Me taking your old job?" And I was very honest with him. I'm very, very honest with him. And yeah, that's how bad it is. But go back to my friend here. He was literally helped deploy majority of the big projects that they did across Canada. And as soon as all his projects considered substantial completion, in other words, everyone's about 90% complete, and all the deployment is done, they brought him in today and told him he is done. This company worth billions of dollars gets traded in the stock exchange, both Europe and North America, and they let the guy go because they think that they don't need him anymore. So it's really frustrating that good workers are getting canned because upper management don't want to do the right thing and cut their salaries. This company literally let go hundreds of people in the span of 12 months. 12 months. And it's kind of funny though, because majority of the people who got let go, not majority, but some of the people was let go in this company. I had them in my LinkedIn account, And I found out that they got let go because they changed their jobs right away. I was like, damn, that sucks. Even one of the project managers that I work with, she was on maternity leave. As soon as she got back from her maternity leave, she left. It's like, I don't want to stay in this mess. And it's kind of funny that my friend and I had a conversation around Christmas. We had lunch together. And we were laughing that the amount of people being let go, we're not surprised that he's going to be the next one to leave. And the round of walking papers came out today, so we'll see. It's kind of funny that we were talking earlier that we have a feeling that the whole department that I used to work on, that includes his because we were in both tech department or both IMIT department or ICAT department, and depending where you live or what part of the country you live at. But we were joking that by the time this year, half of us will be gone from being let go or leaving voluntarily. I left voluntarily. Some people are let go. And we just don't know what the state of this those projects going to be, because to be honest with you, I'm very, very surprised that he got let go this early. And he was surprised too. And the way that they let him go was just disgusting. It was so bad. And I was telling him as well too, this company is an upside down pyramid. Heavy on top, very little on the bottom, and they expect the little people to support the upper part. So I don't know. It's just very frustrating that this is actually happening. And to be fair, that when I was there, I really had fun. The people I was working with are great. The projects I was working at are amazing. They're life changing projects, right? So they're very, very big. And to be honest with you, right now I'm seeing the skyline of Toronto, and I guarantee you, I worked about 10-15% of the buildings in downtown, and it's just sad that this is happening, because there's so much great potential there. Unfortunately, upper management does not see it that way. Unfortunately, the narrow-minded approach on how to do things are just ridiculously dumb. It is 5:08 p.m. and I went out for lunch, did some grocery shopping, and the weather outside was kind of weird. It was sunny. If it's sunny, it's beautiful. It's warm. But when it gets cloudy, it got really cold. But I did walk around with a sweater and a hat, just a regular baseball hat, because I don't have any hair. So I got a shaved head, so I need to cover that head out, right? So overall, it was pretty nice outside, right? So when I got back to when I got back home, go in front of my computer, I got an email with design questions. So I'm fixing the design, because there's a couple of stuff that needs to be fixed. And when I had a conversation with my boss, and he mentioned that I might have to go to Northern Manitoba. If you don't know Canada very well, Northern Manitoba is pretty remote. So, I did check. I have to get up there, I have to fly from Toronto to Winnipeg. From Winnipeg, I have to drive almost 9 hours north to get where I'm supposed to go to. It is a remote community. They literally just got the internet a few years ago. That's how remote this community is. I'm pretty excited as well too, because it is near the lake. It is near. It's the northern part of Lake Winnipeg. Lake Manitoba. Yeah, Lake Winnipeg. So it's a very, very big lake, right? And I can't wait to check it out, because to be honest, I'm actually kind of excited to go up there, but at the same time, I don't want to go up there because it's just too north. It's like, I was doing some calculation, and it's like, if I have to be there by a certain date, I have to leave 2 days before my meeting. So for example, if my meeting is on Wednesday, I leave Monday and give myself 2 days to get up there. Going back, same thing, a day to drive down to the airport, and hopefully get the same flight when I get there and fly back. So It's a long commute just to get up there. So now I know why when I talked to the team up there, and it's like, yeah, no, we're in 2 week rotations. Now I know why. It is a very, very long drive up. So I'm hoping that we can get someone else to go instead of me, but we'll see. But it's a good trip. I can't wait, to be honest with you. I really can't wait to go check it out.